Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crescine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Joined now by Keith Crescine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, getting set for Southern Cloud this week. But first, let's take a look back at last week against Tescott. You win 48-12 at their place. Ended up being called at halftime due to some lightning in the area. So you both agreed that it was far enough in that you're able to count it as a game, and you picked up a nice win there at Tescott.
Yes, it was a nice win down at Tescott, you know, and I'll tell you, again, I'm really proud of the troops by the way that we've continued to get better throughout the year, day by day and week by week, and I thought that showed again down to Tescott, other than, you know, they ran into the heart of our defense and ran a dive straight up the old gut for a touchdown, which I didn't like to see, but again, we're not good enough to take anybody for granted, and I think that we were just too relaxed and we missed a couple tackles, you know, and our assignments and gave that up. And then we gave down a kickoff return after we subbed a little bit on some different guys that aren't our, I'm going to say, our open field tackles. So, you know, you take two plays away and we shut them out defensively, basically. But, again, I like where we're at defensively. Offensively, our quarterback was out, and we started a freshman quarterback. I thought he came in and he played really tough, runs for three touchdowns, and, you know, just has a good vision of the thing. So that even helped us in our depth for down the road also there.
Expand a little bit more about bringing Hinky in. Anthony Hinky's the quarterback you're talking about that had to take the place of Ketter, who's out right now. But how impressed were you with the way he ran that offense?
Well, you know, I'm real impressed. For the most part, I think that it was one of them things after the injury to Alex. What are we going to do? Well, one, Anthony plays tight end. He knows the routes. But he also played in the backfield in junior high, and we run the same system too. So it's just real easy, and I'm going to say no-brainer because he just fits. He's got legs. He looked like a veteran quarterback in his first start ever as in the quarterback position. He even checked into two plays, and he tells me after he after we score on one, he says, "Coach, I checked out of that. I'm sorry. We got the results that we wanted, and you don't have to be sorry because you checked into the play that we needed to." Here's the type of kid that we're dealing with right there, and that was really good that he was able to make a good decision, and it was on his shoulders to switch the play. Again, that's why we work on that stuff. You know, that's why we talk as a team offensively and defensively, you know, because we're staying healthy other than in game situations because we don't have the numbers. But, you know, we're just really pleased. But yet the leadership of the upperclassmen to have faith in Anthony to do the job that needed to be done helped out a whole lot.
Talking with Keith Crescine, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Take a time out. We'll be back after the break with more talking about Southern Cloud coming up this Friday night.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
Back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Dusty Donna still with Keith Christine, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, getting ready for Southern Cloud coming up on Friday night at home. Warriors, a team that had had a long 22-game losing streak, but earlier this year they snapped it. They actually ended up winning two games in a row. They come into district play now with your matchup 0-2, but Southern Cloud is a much-improved team, aren't they?
Yes, they sure are. They've had some switch in the coaching staffs down there, and there's some kids out that weren't out in the past that, you know, add into the equation a little bit. You know, they're playing – I think they're making strides this year to get better, and, again – they play hard. They want to win. It's not the same Southern Cloud team that we've seen the last couple of years because they play hard. They're playing a lot more physical and just doing some really good things. So we just got to do what we're capable of doing. I think it's going to be a barn burner. We're going to have to play well. Again, we're not good enough to just show up and win football games. You know, we're anticipating coming out, playing hard, doing our jobs defensively and offensively, trying to get something going by the pass and the run, and, you know, just leave it out there on the field. But again, if we try to, or if the kids are overlooking Southern Cloud, they'll get beat. Again, Dusty, we've talked with them. This group of kids, you know, as we stepped up through the ranks this year here, just being immature. I'm not going to say young. We are young, but we're not young anymore. They got to learn and grow. And, you know, Tescott was a good call for us. We had to step up. Now we got to step up again this week here with Southern Cloud.
That's Keith Christine, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the locker room chats. Coach, thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck against Southern Cloud on Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Fans can hear that game on Z96.3 The Lake, KatyCountry94.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 o'clock Friday night from Beloit.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Midland Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joined now by Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, tough loss again at Sylvan Lucas, 46-6 there on Friday. You almost through the first half, and then the weather came, and you eventually decided, okay, this is good enough. We'll just call it here at 46-6. The Mustangs, you knew going in, a very good team. They're now undefeated at 6-0. What are your thoughts on the way the kids played Friday night?
You know, I thought we played good. Like, you know, it's kind of been, you know, the same over and over again. You know, we play really well, you know, into the first quarter. but then we just, you know, we kind of hit a wall, you know, whether it's like towards the end of the first quarter or the start of the second quarter. And, you know, we can't seem to, you know, generate offense and stop teams on defense. You know, we did some good things. We were able to pass a little bit on Sylvan. We got, you know, some receivers behind them, and we got some pass interference calls and completed some passes. And then, you know, Drew had a nice change of direction on a run to score a touchdown. But, you know, after that, balled out. And, you know, we knew Sylvan was going to be hard to stop on the ground, and I think maybe they threw it two or three times against us, if that, because they didn't have to. I mean, we just couldn't stop their run, and they're big up front, and they run hard, and they block hard, and it was just tough for us.
This team right now, like you say, that there's just been a few issues here and there with some things. I know turnovers have plagued you in a lot of the games this year. Is that something that you're feeling that you're getting improving on in practice and things of that nature?
Well, I mean, I think every game we try to, you know, we're going to be improving on it, but it doesn't seem to be the case. You know, I think we've averaged 5 turnovers the last 4 games, I think, something, I mean, close to that. And it's so hard to prep, and not that it's the quarterback's fault or the back's fault, but, you know, our turnovers come from pitches on option and interceptions, and it's so hard to prep when you have 10 guys and you can only put 2 guys on the opposite side of the ball when you're running an offense. So we don't really get to see, you know, game type situations. And I know you can do half field stuff, but still, you know, it's just half the field. But it's just really hard to prepare for those in-game situations at practice. I think that has a little bit to do with it. And then, you know, other things, it's just mistakes. You know, we're just making mistakes, and we got to clean it up.
Talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. We can take a time out here. When we come back, we'll go over the next opponent, Thunder Ridge, coming up Friday night in district play here in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
Back in our Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Dusty Donna still with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, Thunder Ridge coming up Friday night. This is a team that is now 2-0 in district play. Struggled early in the season, but they've now again won their first 2 district games over Wilson and last week over Stockton in a game that they had to finish on Saturday, a 30-20 final. And when you're looking at Thunder Ridge this year, what stands out the most about this year's group?
You know, just their front line, and you know they're a young group, but they play hard and they run hard too. You know, Thunder Ridge is another team where I don't think they're gonna have to pass. They won't pass unless they have to. You know, they like to run the ball, kind of like a power football set. But you know, we've been really bad about making teams have to pass on because we can't stop their running. And Thunder Ridge, they run hard, and they got some kids who can overpower you if you're not getting low and getting in the position to tackle. And that's another thing we've struggled with is wrapping up. And if we don't wrap up, you know, Thunder Ridge's running backs they'll break loose and go and score. And they got speed in the backfield too. So, you know, that's what we're focused on, you know, making sure that we are in the right position, which we usually are in the right position, but you gotta finish the play. You gotta tackle and make sure if you can't bring them down, you gotta hold on until your teammates get there.
kind of behind the eight ball right now with the 0-2 district record, but what are you preaching to the kids in practice this week for these last three games to try to get something going?
Well, I mean, what we've told them is, yeah, we're going uphill battle, but you know, nothing is set in stone yet. We're not eliminated from the playoffs yet, and so you've got to go into every game thinking that, you know, that's still our you know, end goal in mind, is to make the playoffs, and crazier things have happened. You know, if we could win these next three games and other things fall into places, you know, we can still advance on. So, you know, we're just trying to stay positive and you know, we're trying to go in with the mindset of playing. You know, we haven't played a full game yet. We haven't played a full game all year yet. We need to do that. We need to see where we're at. So, you know, we're just hoping that, you know, we can just stay in the game, you know, the entire time and come out with a win. You know, it's been a long season with all the losses we've had and the numbers, and a win would do us good.
Like I said, Knights coach Drew Dusky here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck against Thunder Ridge Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Driftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
And welcome back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. We're joined now by Brock McMillan, the coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Coach, a tough one for your team against Pike Valley. This game was all the way through, almost through the third quarter on Friday night before the Lightning came, and you had to postpone it until Monday. You were trailing 22-6 Friday, but coming back and resuming on Monday, you were able to tie it at 22 and send it to overtime. But in the end, they picked up the six-point win, 28-22. Take me through the emotions of the game, and what were your thoughts on how everything went Friday going into Monday?
Well, Like you kind of noted on, we went two different days, and it was a really, really unique situation where it worked better for everybody to go on Monday rather than Saturday, and teams and officials and things like that. And so, it gave you a little bit of time over the weekend to, talk with the team about, you know, you could upload the film of what we've been through so far up until that point in the third quarter, and you could really pick apart some of the things that were really we weren't doing well, offensively and defensively, certain blocking scenarios, certain, assignments on defense, where kids weren't doing what they were, technically supposed to be doing. So it gave us a chance to kind of regroup a little bit and go back and fix some things, some little things on both sides of the ball. And then it also, let us go back and see, kind of what we were trying to do on both sides of the ball, and let us, adjust it. Things here or there, and making a few changes here and there. It coming out on Monday night or last night, you could definitely tell the difference when we were able to kind of implement some of those things. And so it was a weird deal, but being able to kind of take a couple days off in between there and being able to come back and execute some of those changes, I think it kind of helped us for the better.
So, again, you fall on that one, 28-22 in overtime. With the loss, what's the mindset of the kids there after they took that one? I'm sure it was pretty heartbreaking.
Well, and the biggest thing I preached, you know, the entire week leading up to the game was Pike Valley's going to be a good team, and they're going to have some big plays. They're going to – we can't allow ourselves to just completely just hang our head, because last year when we had that meltdown down at Scandia, I felt like we got down a couple touchdowns early because we missed on a couple plays on defense, and we had to scratch and fight to get a score on the board last year. And then, you know, we just defensively, we couldn't keep it together, and then that bled over into our offense, and the next thing you know, we were in a hole. I said this year they're going to have some things go right for them, but you guys have got to rebound from those things, and you guys got to get grouped back together and gather each other and be ready to fight back. And I think that was the biggest thing, is I saw things from some of our kids that I hadn't hardly seen in the last two or three years when they were facing adversity. I saw kids stepping up and keeping everybody's attitudes, you know, on the uprise and everything like that. And some of those kids I'd never seen do that before. So, you know, sometimes when you try to get a message across all week and you try, and when Friday rolls around, and in this case Monday, and you see some of those things coming out, you know, on the playing field, it makes you feel good about what you're doing, what the kids are doing throughout the week. And, you know, even though we ended up on the wrong side of that overtime, game there where we weren't able to execute in overtime, I was really proud of the way the kids fought back and listened to us, made those adjustments, things like that. And even though we ended up on the wrong side, I think that they learned a lot last night. They learned a lot from that loss. And going forward, we got three games that we got to take care of business, and I think that they're going to be able to use this game as, you know, a big help for the next 3 weeks ahead.
Talking to Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over this week's opponent, Lynn, coming up Friday night here in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you. There's great savings down for Tuesday at Kier's Shiftway, downtown Mankato. They have fresh family packs of boneless center-cut pork loin chops in the meat department, $1.79 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Shiftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the great deals now through Tuesday at Kier's Shiftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless pork loin sold in cryovac for $1.49 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Shiftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're still with Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, you continue on with district play Friday night with Lynn. The Bulldogs are 3-3 overall, 1-1 in the district. They lost to St. John's Tipton in the district opener and won over Southern Cloud last week, 52-6. Kind of looking at Lynn, what do you expect to see from their group on Friday?
Oh, a little bit of the same from Lynn. The last few years we've seen them. They're a team that sometimes the results don't show up, but, man, they've got a lot of size year after year, and I see the same thing again. They've got a lot of size up front. They've got some big running backs that run the ball pretty hard. And it's one of those games where it's kind of a different style than what you see from week to week. Sometimes you see teams with speed. Sometimes you see the teams that like to air it out and try to throw the ball around the field. And this week, this is a team that just lines it up and runs power at you. And you either step up and be ready to meet those blocks, be ready to meet those backs running hard downhill, or you get ran the other way and they run over you all night. So we've been on both sides of that before in the last few years, and we got to be ready to execute both sides of the ball. Like I said earlier, take what we learned this last week in the loss and really use that for the better, use that to benefit, you know, what we do on offense and defense. And we got to regroup. Short week, you know, just a few days of practice, and we got to get a game plan in place here pretty quick, like. But I really think that our team attitude and you know, the motivation's there. I think our attitude's in the right place, and I think that we're going to be ready to go in just a few days. Get regrouped and everything like that. I think we'll be ready to go on Friday night.
Rock McMillan, the coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time again, and best of luck against Lynn on Friday.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Nomis Civics now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Best choice frozen vegetables, 16-ounce selective varieties, just 69 cents. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great deals now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Have selected varieties of Highland Cottage Cheese, 24-ounce for $1.99. Limit, please. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang locker room chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertu.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. We're joined now by Ben Labertu, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, your team picking up a 46-6 win in district play Friday night against Lakeside there at home. You'd reached a big enough lead there before the weather came in and forced you to call that one at 2:44 in the second quarter. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the way the kids responded there Friday night with a nice win over Lakeside?
You know, I thought after the first, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 minutes, I thought we finally started playing and did some good things. It was a weird night. You know, I think it was a weird night for a lot of kids around the state. You know, we were kind of in limbo on Thursday of what was going to happen, what was going to go on. You know, and I think the kids kind of started to sense that. And, you know, it was our homecoming, so there were some strange things going on. And you know, like I said, after about the first 4 minutes, I thought we kind of got our heads screwed on and started playing ball again.
Looking at the game here, you forced 5 turnovers for Lakeside. What was the reason that you were able to do that so well?
Safety started making some plays on the pass. We kind of shut the run down a little bit. Lakeside started to throw. Safety's made some nice breaks on the ball, you know, midway through first and second quarter probably. Got some turnovers off of botched pitches. I think Lakeside, you know, but botched a pitch or two on the option, which, you know, was good on our part because our kids were still doing their job, which kind of made the breakup on the pitch. So, you know, I was pleased with that stuff.
You guys ended up with 206 yards of total offense, 177 on the ground. When you look at your running game as it's developed throughout this season, I know you brought in Kruger into your backfield. How do you feel about the development of that running game as you're down to the final 3 weeks of the season here?
Oh, you know, so far I've been pretty happy with it. There's some stuff we just got to clean up. You know, we watch on film, and there's a few things that we want to get taken care of as far as timing, mesh on a few things, you know, that I think can get better. But, yeah, I've been pleased with it. You know, we got 3 kids that have, I don't know how many, you know, yards total, but it's pretty even split, which, you know, is way better than having one kid with all the yards, in my opinion.
Talking with Ben Labertu, he's the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next opponent, Northern Valley, coming up Friday night for the Mustangs here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're still with Ben Laverty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, you get Northern Valley coming up on Friday night, and kind of as the district has started out, I would think that these two teams right here are probably the two best on paper, how things have gone early here this season. You get Northern Valley again. They won over Wilson last week, shutting them out. They shut out Lakeside in the first game of district play, so they haven't given up a point yet here in district season. What are your thoughts on the Huskies coming up at their place Friday night?
No, they're good. They're, you know, as well a coach football team as you can find. Coach Stetson does an amazing job. He's done it for 30-some years, you know. You're not going to throw a lot at him that he hasn't seen or can't adjust to very quickly. Good quarterback, good backfield, you know, line does what they're supposed to do. They're a good football team. You know, you look at who they've played. You know, they played Dighton to a couple touchdowns, you know, and Dighton's a pretty dang good football team, and we expect quite a bit of Northern Valley. We're going to play really, really well.
You talked about the things that they do, and I one thing that stood out there was you said good quarterback, and that's Caden Kinnerkonect, 777 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns. He's also thrown for 472 yards and 8 scores. When you face a dynamic quarterback like that, and when you look at Kinnerkonect, what stands out the most about how he operates that offense?
Oh, you can just tell he's been doing it for a long time. You know, he's real smooth. He knows what he's doing. There's no, he doesn't make many mistakes, and that's what you kind of want out of your quarterback.
I know, you know, talking and seeing them, I actually saw them against Lakeside there in that first district game. Sometimes they can be fairly deceptive with that triple option, and they don't just have one guy that's running all the time and getting all the yards. They do have Stutzman in the backfield that has 505 yards and 12 touchdowns as well. So how important is it for your defense to keep those assignments on Friday night?
Oh, it's huge. We talked about being disciplined and doing your job, because if you don't, I mean, they're gonna take advantage of you. You know, and like I said, that's what they, good coach, good quarterback, that's what they do. You know, he's just waiting for you to make a mistake so they can take advantage of it. And we're definitely, if we don't play assignment sound, it's going to be a long night for us.
Clearly the Huskies aren't just about offense. As I mentioned at the start of this conversation about Northern Valley, they haven't given up a point yet defensively. When you look at them on film, what are they doing on that side of the ball that causes the most problems?
Well, they bring some pressure. You know, they defensive ends, they got two defensive ends I like. They do their job well. And again, it comes back to coaching. You can just tell they're well coached. You know, they know their jobs, they do their jobs, and that's why, you know, they just don't make a lot of mistakes.
It's Ben Laverty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck out at Northern Valley Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Bennington State Bank. Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.